Welcome back to another episode of Internet Frenzy.
I'm so excited. I feel like it's been a minute since we've done an episode, but it hasn't been that long.
It hasn't been that long for the people. It's been long for us.
Yeah, yeah.
We filmed and then we didn't film and then here we're back. But we're going to get back after it. It's going to be good. Everything's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to tonight's episode. We had to have it kind of on theme to what we've been going through the past week. We had our anniversary, 9 years married, guys.
So due to the fact that it was our 9th anniversary yesterday,
yes,
we got to keep it on brand.
Absolutely.
So the theme for this week is tied in knots, anniversary stories.
Snap.
Tune in if you like anniversary stories. Some are good, some are bad. We could tell you our story from yesterday, but we won't. No, actually, it was just a good day.
It was a really good day. We had a good time.
9 years doesn't come by accident. So something worth celebrating, which we did. So before we jump into this week's episode, we've got to talk about which one was the fake from last week.
Yes.
The dadliest catch. We had the story about the grandpa making obscene comments about the unborn baby. That one sucked. We have the husband that wouldn't change a diaper. Are we for real?
That one was so annoying.
Like, dude, grow up. You're a dad now.
So stupid.
Then we have the girl, the story that we've used before, the girl that couldn't tell her boyfriend that her dad was actually alive. Real story, not a fake. And then we had my dad is marrying my ex's mom, which was the fake.
Oh.
So if you guys thought that was the fake, you were right. Good for you. If you didn't, keep practicing. And this week, we're going to jump right into it. Tied in knots. Internet.
No pretending.
Our first story comes from Best of Redditor Updates, which is quickly becoming my favorite sub. It says, my wife booked our anniversary trip without me, and wife responds. So we get to hear from both parties in this story.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Okay. My wife booked our anniversary trip without me. My wife posted a question about this somewhere on Reddit, maybe here, I don't know. And now I can't find it. This is my first time using Reddit. She posted about me not wanting to go on an anniversary trip that she had planned. She showed me the responses and some said I was checked out of the marriage. A lot of them also said just to book the trip anyways and I'd get over it. After she showed me the responses, we tried to talk it out, but she was mad that I couldn't give her a valid reason for not wanting to go. She said she hasn't traveled in over 5 years and she was going either way. I kind of thought she'd eventually get over it and forget about the trip. Well, she took Reddit's advice and booked the trip anyways, but instead of booking it for two of us, she booked it for her and a male coworker. Yes, a long weekend in the Caribbean with a coworker. I asked her if anything was going on between them, and she said no. I had no reason to believe she would cheat on me until today, which she is clearly going to do if she goes to a resort with him. She's a good-looking woman, but has been very loyal for the last 10 years. I am shocked. What should I do? How can I fix this? She thought I was checked out of the marriage, but it's clear she's the one giving up.
Dude, no way. No freaking way. Is he gay?
Whoa. Do you have a crystal ball?
Okay, thank goodness. Is there more to this story?
Best of Redditor updates.
Oh, shoot. Okay, okay.
First of all, he says, editing my post to answer questions. So this is our first little
update. Okay, okay.
I don't want to go because it's a long weekend in Canada and I'd rather just hang out at my cabin. Also, she's arranged childcare, but this way we won't have to worry about having someone watch the kids. And then he says, the coworker, I don't know anything about him. She never talks about work. She goes to work and comes right back home. When she's not at work, she's with the kids and is never on her phone. So if she's having an affair, she's really damn good at hiding it.
Okay.
So the first comment says, why would you not want to go on a romantic trip with your wife?
Yeah. Like, score, bruh.
He's like, I don't want to go on a vacation. I want to go to my cabin.
Yeah, such a freaking lumberjack.
Such a Paul Bunyan. He'd rather sit around his cabin doing nothing, apparently. Wow, I wonder why his wife is losing interest in this marriage.
Oh.
There's a ton of comments, so I'm not going to read all of them, but that gives you just a little taste. Well, 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 if it isn't the consequences of my own actions. Your wife is obviously in the wrong for taking another man on a trip. That's just a given. But sounds like you chose to not prioritize something that was important to your wife after she had expressed it. This does appear to be her throwing in the towel. Sounds like this was the last straw for her. People don't just do that kind of thing for no reason. I'm sorry, but seriously.
Okay, we'll keep going, because if he's gay, then it is different. But if he's not, what she's doing, she's still the a-hole in this.
So the sexuality of the male coworker is what everything hinges on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Hi, I'm the wife who booked a trip with her coworker, and this was posted one day later.
Oh, shoot.
So This is why Best of Redditor Updates is the best. Somebody compiled all of this for us and made it really easy for us to follow.
Oh, that's amazing.
So she says, I'm really embarrassed about all of this. Here's a few things. Number one, my husband doesn't use social media. I'm surprised he made a Reddit account at all. When I saw the post, I confronted him about it. He said he made the post to prove a point, but clearly stopped reading the responses early on. Two, I only made my initial post to try to show him that wanting to go on a 10-year anniversary trip wasn't asking a lot. I deleted the post because I was embarrassed he didn't want to travel with me. I know not to get marriage advice from Reddit, of all places, but I always like to hear other people's point of view. Three, my coworker is gay.
Ten.
My husband knows that. I've known him for 4 years and talk about him all the time.
He knows that.
He paid his own way and is only going because none of my friends could go. Parentheses, mom life. He wanted to check out the island as he's getting married there next fall. My husband doesn't want me traveling with some guy he's never met, but none of my girlfriends could go and I didn't want to go alone. Four, I'm standing firm that I need a vacation. Yes, I wanted a 10-year anniversary vacation to our honeymoon spot, and I'm really sad it's not happening. It's been 5 years since my last vacation, and that was to visit his family, so really 7 years since my last fun vacation. I've had 2 kids, survived a pandemic, and worked my butt off to get an executive-level job. I'm getting the hell out of here for a few days.
Yeah, girl, get out.
And then five, WTF is that about him wanting to go to his cabin? He never told me that. Plus, he goes there at least 8 times a year. I asked him about that, and he said that it's because it's what he enjoys doing, and he didn't want to tell me because I would make him feel bad.
What?
Anyways, this whole thing is embarrassing. We'll probably delete this post later.
It's obvious that the husband was really trying to make the wife out to be, like, the worst person in the world so he could get a bunch of feedback of, like, your wife sucks. How could she do that? She's like, cheating.
She's going with another guy?
Like, bro, what are you going to do?
Dude, don't let him take your wife.
Here's why I feel okay about it, though. Okay, well, first, would I personally be okay with you going with, let's say, someone that likes girls, but she's a girl on a cruise or trip, whatever? No, I would still not be okay with it at all. But if it was a gay guy going with me, would you be okay with it?
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yep. I love that.
This is their 10-year anniversary. That's us next year. I'm not celebrating my 10-year.
I know.
No, you have to celebrate our 10-year anniversary on your own while I go to our cabin.
like
I'm going to go sit out there and, like, bird watch on the patio, and you have to go be in the Caribbean with your gay friend.
Well, that would be a good time. You would have so much fun. She's going to have the best time. And it's cool that her coworker wants to go because he's going to get married there the next year or whatever. And I just love that. Like, that, I feel like that made me even feel even more comfortable with it.
Yeah, like, he's scoping it out.
Yeah.
He's the a-hole.
The husband, 100%.
The husband is 100% the a-hole.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to go?
Go on the trip, dude.
Go on the trip.
It's your anniversary. It's not, yeah. I still can't figure out why he wouldn't want to go.
Yeah, same.
So, that's basically what everybody says.
Hmm.
Even his post from his perspective made him look lazy and selfish. I hope you have a pleasant vacation, OP. Another one. This is the update I've been looking forward to here. Thank you. I hope you have a really enjoyable solo anniversary trip, which is such an odd thing to say. And then it says, edit, my favorite line. WTF is that about him wanting to go to his cabin? Like, he didn't even say to her that he wanted to go to his cabin. He just put that in the post.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
He sounds kind of like a child, honestly. Like, he doesn't communicate very well. And he wants to, like, point the finger at her and make her seem like she's the bad one. And it's all just, like, projecting guilt.
Yeah, he's clearly very detached. Somebody else said, laughing with the dude is not only gay, but she talks about him all the time. Husband obviously doesn't pay any attention to his wife.
Yeah, no. Am I the a-hole for getting mad at my husband for forgetting our 10th anniversary, even though he's been the sole provider for the past 8 months? I feel like crap right now. I felt so ignored, so I lashed out, and now I feel like I messed up big time. Backstory. 8 months ago, I walked into work to learn the company had decided to cease operations entirely. The field I work in is insanely competitive and was seeing massive rounds of layoffs across the board. I basically started day one since being laid off, trying to find a job, and have not gotten a single offer despite having 6 years of experience. The area where we live is just so insanely competitive, I have no chance right now. Unlike most tech jobs, my area of expertise cannot be done remotely either. My best bet, and the course me and my husband have decided, is it's probably best I pack up and move to find a new job, and he sees if he can move remotely with his. So far, this has been slow moving as well. My husband has been the sole earner since my unemployment ended. The loss of my income was a massive hit. We live in a high COL area, and we've drained our savings in 3 months trying to get by. He's had to work 60-hour weeks for the past 4 months or so for us to even get by. I know it's insanely hard on him as it is me. I have felt like I've lived alone since he started working this much. I never see him, and he's just been a ghost. I won't lie, I felt neglected so much. He forgot my birthday last month, and it crushed me. I could tell he felt incredibly bad when he realized what happened, but he didn't do anything to make up for it. Just an apology, and then he moved on. That hurt me a lot. Well, our 10th anniversary was last week. I planned an amazing night together, getting him a bottle of his favorite wine and a reservation for an amazing restaurant. We had made these plans weeks ago, and he knew about them. Yet somehow he completely forgot about our anniversary when the day came. I waited at home for over 2 hours while texting him furiously. He had left his phone in his car that morning and just didn't go to check it until he left work. I learned he didn't even ask his boss to keep his schedule unbooked for that time. So he was booked for a job a week in advance and couldn't even come if he had his phone. When he came home, I was furious. He's already been a ghost these last few months and is now neglecting our relationship. He didn't even apologize. He just said we could reschedule and celebrate when he's less busy. I just lost it. I screamed that I knew he was stressed with work, but it would kill him. But would it kill him to actually spend a single second showing he cared about me? He didn't even respond at first. He just stared at me before saying, "Do you really not consider me working this hard to support your unemployed ass showing how much I care?" He just went to our room and locked the door after that. We haven't talked at all since then. I've cooled off and I feel like I may have effed up big time. I tried to talk to him last night, but he stonewalled me and said he's not interested in talking about it right now. I feel like I'm at least partially to blame for this, but on the other hand, he's simply not engaging with me anymore. I feel like he hasn't been for a while now. I feel like we're both to blame here, but I could be wrong.
This is a toughie because this dude is grinding.
Is it for her or is it just for their life?
Well, yes, it is. No, it's both. Because
it's not just for her. He needs to do it for himself, too.
Yeah, but they live in a high cost of living area. They decided together that she's going to move somewhere else so that she can stay within her line of work.
Yeah.
So he's having to work 60-hour weeks. Mm-hmm. He's stressed out of his mind. And she went on unemployment and now is just unemployed.
Yeah.
How is she not getting another job?
Yeah, I don't understand that, how she's not able to find one. It's been 8 months.
And the point is do something. Maybe you can't get, fill a role like what you want for your perfect job. Get a job. Mm-hmm. Do something else. Just make some income so that this guy's not that stressed. What you don't realize, 60-hour work weeks,
cool.
Take a 40-hour work week, add another 50%.
Oh, that would be so, so exhausting.
A full-time job and a part-time job together. Yeah, so I think that she's a problem. Just in the sense that, like, you're out of touch.
What's cool, though, is when she does that and takes some of that burden off of him, she's going to find a more caring, loving, attentive husband, I think.
Of course.
Because he's going to be able to, like, unwind a little bit. Because 60 hours, that's harsh. That's hard.
So here's a marvel. Okay.
Okay.
Picture a world where she's aware enough to think like, I know this guy is working his tail off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him grief about this. It hurt my feelings that he blew off dinner or whatever. I'm just going to decide not to do that because I can see that he's having a hard time. He's been working so hard. She's not wrong for wanting to connect with him. I don't think anybody would find fault with her for being like, yeah, I want to celebrate our anniversary. It's just the context. This guy works a job that's so intense that he could not bring his phone into the office and not see anything until after it's over. I can see his faults. I can see why she would be upset, but I'm taking his side because I know what it's like to be like depleted just with like trying super hard.
Yeah.
And so like it's hard, and it doesn't even have to just be the fact that he's working hard, right? He could be working on work stuff and then home stuff. It'd be like, he's exhausted with taking care of the kid or whatever.
Yeah.
And if it's like, hey, I know that you're working and you're taking care of the kid, but you didn't do the dishes.
Yeah.
It's just like that vibe of like, you're not doing enough. I don't like that.
I don't think most men do.
And we never do enough. We don't.
No.
Hey, you, do more.
Do more.
Hey, you lady, send this to your husband. Tell him to do more.
And ladies, do less. All right, on to your story.
All right, this one also comes from Best of Redditor Updates. Mm. My niece, 4F, ruined my 19M anniversary present from my GF, 19F.
Oh, shoot.
My GF and I are celebrating our five-year anniversary this Halloween. Every anniversary, she always makes me these impressive figurines that she makes, and it always blows me away. I always feel like my presents are way lamer than her presents, so I decided to make her something this year. With guidance from her friends, I printed pictures of us onto a large canvas, and I used white tape to make cute frames. I know it may not seem that impressive, but I'm not artistic, but she is, and I wanted to make her something that I thought she would like. I had the gift hidden in a closet. The problem came whenever I looked after my sister's kids, 4F and 5M. I took them down to the basement to do some painting. My niece walked away from the table to what I thought was the drawer with the art supplies, so I didn't think much of it. So while I was focused on my nephew and gushing over how he and his sister are the best artists in the world, my niece went into the closet where my GF's present was and with her paintbrush painted all over it.
No.
The second I heard the door, my head shot up. When I saw my niece over the canvas smudging paint all over it, my heart sank. I took my niece out of the closet, shoved the canvas back into the closet, slammed the door shut, and carried her back to the table. I felt dead inside. My niece and nephew kept asking me if I was okay. I reassured them that I was fine and ended up bringing them ice cream to convince them that everything was okay. When my GF came home, after I gave my nephew a bath, I asked her if she could give my niece a bath. She laughed at how she was covered in paint, and I joked that she went to town painting. While I was waiting for my GF and niece to finish, I watched cartoons with my nephew and started thinking about what I was going to do, because nothing I could get her could possibly be good enough for our 5 year. What I was going to give her was completely ruined. She deserves an amazing present, and I do not know what to do. I'm screwed. First, my own comment first is, welcome to the wild world of being a parent. Things happen quickly. And don't we know it with the four-year-old right now?
Oh, yeah.
Blink twice, and the whole freaking house looks like a tornado came through it.
Yep, pretty much.
So somebody said, so what have you learned? And OP's response was, if a kid wanders, follow them, even if it's in the same room. He also learned, my niece really loves to paint. And the third thing is, hide the canvas somewhere else, maybe in my GF's brother's closet. I told my girlfriend, as the few of y'all suggested. Later that day, when my sister picked up her kids, I took her to the basement and to the closet to show her what my niece did. I explained that I've always felt like while she does like the presents I give her, I feel bad because she put so much effort into my presents. I explained to her what exactly I was trying to make. Luckily, my niece didn't cover the entirety of the canvas. My girlfriend saw bits of the canvas. In particular, a picture her friend took of us in the cafeteria in high school with her head on my shoulder. She gushed about how sweet it was, and she suggested that we could turn this into an anniversary project. We could make another canvas and maybe include some of her pictures. I told her how much of a great idea it was, and she was jumping with joy and excitement.
Aww.
Maybe I'll give y'all an update when my anniversary comes around. But for now, I'm excited for our little project. Let's be honest here. It's going to turn out better with your help.
That's really cute.
Happy little story. A little plot twist.
I know. I like it.
So I like that this kid, I mean, he's young. They're both 19.
I know.
And he's like all sentimental about their 5-year anniversary. They started dating when they were 14.
Yeah, that's their, yeah, wow.
Like, good for them for being that solid. But like, when I was that age, I couldn't take any dating seriously whatsoever.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to like look at that and be like, wow, what a mature guy. I'm also imagining him being like watching the kids paint on his precious artwork. And he's like, kind of throws a mini temper tantrum. He doesn't do anything bad.
Yeah.
He like slams everything in there. And then the kids are like, uncle, are you okay? Like, are you mad? It's like, dude, you had the thing within reach of a kid and you're babysitting. So figure it out next time.
Oh, that does suck, though. It's funny you mentioned that you like didn't take dating seriously growing up, because I feel like I totally did.
Mm.
Like, I feel like, I don't know, going in high school, like thinking like I can meet my future husband here. Like every guy I dated being like, I wonder if I could fall in love with this guy.
Yeah, you're just a hopeless romantic.
I was. I think you would have broken my heart.
I literally looked at any relationship, any crush, any fling, and it was like, well, I know this is gonna go nowhere because we're high school students. So like, so funny. Who cares?
Yeah, I always thought he could be the one. This could go somewhere.
I was like, nope.
I'll wait for you on your mission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're the only person that I've dated for more than like 2 months.
That's so mind-boggling to me. That's so crazy. I don't feel like I ever had like a real serious relationship though either, so.
I mean, who knows? You've been having boyfriends since you were 5. That's my story though. I'm just happy. I'm happy they're happy. Happy 5th anniversary. Sorry your project got ruined. Go do a paint class.
Yeah, I like the ending of that story. It just kind of shows the young puppy love, like the way he was like, it's okay, we're gonna do this. So it was cute. I like that.
And her, like, she's like makes these impressive figurines, and that's what she gives him every year, is like some
so cool
little handmade thing. They're nerds.
We would never do that for each other.
I was going through my camera roll like within the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And like, we did our pumpkin carving. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We were dating. I carved the Utes logo into the pumpkin. We want to be artistic, but we're not artistic.
Right. Exactly.
But.
You're more artistic than me, though. But anyways.
That's true. I'm just a sensitive person. And like, you know, you got to let it out.
Okay. Well, let's let this story out. Get it? Anyways, what? I thought our 17th anniversary dinner would be unforgettable, but not like this. After 17 years married, we booked a fancy rooftop dinner to celebrate, trying to keep things fun and spicy. I wore a new dress. He booked a private table with a view. It was supposed to be perfect. Halfway through dinner, he excused himself to the bathroom and didn't come back for 20 minutes. I thought maybe he was sick, but when I went to check, he was gone. I started freaking out, thinking he was kidnapped, had a heart attack, or fell down the stairs. I had the waiter check the bathrooms, the stairwell, even the parking lot. Nothing. 15 minutes later, I'm on the phone with his mom and 911 on standby when I hear screaming outside. He had tried to surprise me with a private fireworks moment, except when he lit them, they misfired, sparks flew everywhere, and one shot straight at him, catching his sleeve on fire. He was literally on fire. He was outside, rolling on the ground, screaming, "Put it out!" while trying to smother the flames. We spent the rest of our 17th anniversary in the ER, him with bandaged burns and ripped pants. Neither of us said a word for a while. Then he looked at me and goes, "Next here, let's just get tacos." Like, honestly, that probably sounds a little better. It's like getting tacos and like
this dude went for out. This dude went for fireworks at year 17.
Yeah, that's so cute.
I feel like 17 to me, that sounds like when you're just in the absolute trenches of life. Like, I've never heard anybody be like, yeah, for our 17th, we did X, Y, and Z. It's like,
I know.
Probably got like an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old and a, no, I'm sorry. You've probably got like a, I don't know, like a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. Like, your life is just clipping by your 17-year anniversary. This dude's like, nah, I'm going to do a fireworks show and catch myself on fire.
That sucks.
and forget that number one thing that you learn as a child. Stop, drop, and freaking roll, dog.
He does stop, drop, and roll, though, because it says he was outside rolling on the ground screaming, put it out, while trying to smother the flames. So good listening there, bud. What I thought was hilarious is that he's like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go to the bathroom or whatever. And he leaves. And he just ghosts her for 15 minutes. And she just starts panicking. She literally thinks this old guy is having a heart attack somewhere.
This old guy. They've been married 17 years. This guy's like 40.
I know. That's what's funny, though. Like, if you went missing, my first thought's not. What if he's having a heart attack?
Like, well, you never know. You never know. What if I was? You'd never. What would you do?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know what you're supposed to. I mean, I would call 911. I would put you on a couch or somewhere safe.
You can't find me.
Oh, I can't.
I'm gone.
Okay. If you're just, you dipped. And I'm like, I have no idea where he is.
You ask the restaurant staff, hey, is my husband in the bathroom? And they go in there and I'm not.
I'd start panicking. I would definitely, I'd be blowing up your phone, first of all.
Sorry, can't answer it. I'm on fire.
My first would probably be to see if the car's still there. I would check the car. And then if I see the car, no one's seen you, you're not in the bathroom, I'm calling 911. Is that a good answer for you?
That's good enough for me. It made me think of one other time. Can you ever think of a time where I just like, it's like, I'll be right back. And then I just like stood up and then walked away from you, closed the door, and just waited for you to figure out where I was.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do. And I didn't want to go outside and see what you were doing because I knew you were proposing to me in the place I didn't want to be proposed at.
Guys, she didn't want me to propose in my brother's backyard, but that's where I lived. I was balling on a budget and she was pushing me. She was like, dude, you have to propose to me by this date. Well, I guess you don't want me to do it at the Diamondbacks game then, because that was my original plan. So
that would have been my dream. That would have been my dream.
But instead, she's like, you got to hurry. And I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? We got these busy lives. Where should I do it? And then I asked your friend for help, realized what we were going to do. And guys, that's what I did. We were sitting at the house. I was nervous. And I just like stand up after we're watching a show for a little bit, walk out into the backyard. I don't know what else to do. Close the door. There's like candles in the pool floating. It's like it's all decorated.
It was nice. Cute. Yeah, it did look nice.
It looks nice. Shout out Amber.
Yes.
I just went out and stood there and waited, and it was hot. Standing out there. And I'm like, are you ever going to come outside?
I did not want to go out there. I just remember being like, he did not do it. He's not doing it in the place that I told him not to do it. I think I gave you like three like idea locations.
This 19-year-old girl's like, don't do it here. Don't do it here. Don't do it here.
And what'd you do?
Didn't listen.
So anyways, yeah, I was like, I do not want to go out there. And then finally I was like, this guy's not coming back in. I have to go out there. So I looked in the mirror, put on some lip gloss, and walked out. I was nervous though.
Yeah, of course you were. You're probably just in there shitting your pants, and that's why you weren't coming out. You're so concerned. Like, no, he's not doing it here. No, you're in there getting all pampered up for the photos.
Oh, no. But yeah, I was not worried you were having a heart attack or that you were on fire.
Oh, that's good, because I was 22 days old. If you guys have any crazy anniversary stories, your own, email them to us, internetfrenzy@gmail.com. We'll share them if they're any good.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, we just appreciate you hanging out. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again real soon. Order some of these if you like gummies.
Yeah, Katia's. Katia's gummies, and they are on Amazon, which we love. So there's that.
I love these.
They're so good. All right. Internet Frenzy on three. One, two, three. Internet Frenzy. Is that okay? Okay, bye. Internet Frenzy. It's worth blending. One click, no pretending.